Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hey everyone, welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And on today's podcast, we are talking business because it is Thursday. And what we are talking about is why everyone, well, why we believe everyone in business should hire a coach. So guys, you might not know this about us, but when we started our business back in September of 2008, when we started Fit Chicks, we were just like trying to figure it all out on our own. So it was Laura and I, we were just kind of like, you know, bumping through the road, like going left and right, just trying to figure it all out. Kind of a lot of times not really having like a solid plan, having things come up that we didn't really know how to navigate through. And these kinds of things cost us a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of energy. They were great lessons that we've learned, but it was something that, you know, set us back in some ways. You know, at one point we finally realized, we were like, you know what? It's the two of us and we're doing a really good job of building and scaling our business, but we feel like we could do so much more. How do we do this? And we kind of felt stuck. Kind of felt like we didn't really know which direction to go. And at that point, that's when we actually decided to hire our first business coaches. And these two ladies were amazing. They, Amy and Danielle, if you're listening, we love you. But they were phenomenal coaches that really helped us kind of navigate. Like at that point, we were actually going through sort of a transition in our business. We weren't really sure which direction we were going to go in terms of expansion, in terms of like new programming, et cetera. And at the same time, we were also in the process of applying for Dragon's Den and setting up our whole like pitch, as well as like developing what our model was going to look like for that and everything else. And so we had a lot on our plate that was like brand new to us, and having them there to support us and help us kind of navigate through and asking us the right questions, was they were really able to help us kind of figure out what that road and that like map out where we actually really wanted to go, and to see and understand that we knew that at that point, like working with them kind of identified to us that like in-person programming wasn't really necessarily what we wanted to continue to expand on anymore, and that we really did want to start focusing our business on online strategies. And so the reason I'm sharing this with you guys is that, you know, you may be listening right now and you might be like, okay, cool. Like I'm a trainer, or I have my own group fitness program, or I have my own business, or I have my own gym or whatever. But you might also be having that feeling of like, I have so many opportunities out there that I want to take advantage of, but I don't know which one is right. I don't know which direction to go. I don't know like how to even get to point B. Like I'm at point A and I don't really know what to do. And I'm telling you guys, like if you've ever sat there and you thought, maybe I need a coach, or maybe I need a mentor, or maybe I need someone else to help me. Like if you have thought about it, you definitely need it. If you haven't thought about it, I'd say you probably still need one. Because what a coach is going to do is they're going to help you to basically do what you already do, but that much better. They're going to help you elevate your business.
Yeah. Like I want to jump in there. Like, cause I think that totally, especially in fitness, like, and this is going back to even you and I, when we first started in 2008. So we already had, both Amanda and I have a background in business. So Amanda worked in sales for the Toronto International Film Festival, and I was working in international marketing for Hilton Hotels. So we did have an understanding in terms of like how to sell and how to brand and how to market. And another thing, guys, you got to remember back then too, the marketing was so different. Like everything that we did was like, there was not all like, other than having up a website, you couldn't really do much online. Then Google Ads started coming out and all this stuff. But other than that, it was like hanging up posters, handing out flyers, working at events.
Old school,
right? And that also, it takes a lot longer to grow than it does now. So, but when we first started, one of the things, and I think this is with a lot of fitness and nutrition pros, is that, of course, when you're starting a business, you model it after someone else. So mm-hmm. you see maybe it's Lucy's gym down the street and you start to follow kind of what they're doing within yourself, right? You're like, okay, they run a promotion. You start to kind of notice what they're doing and they have these types of packages and that's perfect, guys. Like that's called market research. That's something that even though you might not even, you're just like, well, I'm a trainer. I want to do this. Oh wait, Lucy's gym does this. Maybe I'm going to try this. As long as you're not copying their stuff, like word for word or saying that you are part of them, that's called market research. And you should be doing that over multiple different gyms or businesses that are similar to yours to see what mm-hmm. competitors are doing, what you could offer, different promotions, give you different ideas. But that is where, like, that will get you only so far. Like Amanda said, that is the stuff that it's like, it's great that this will get you to a certain place, but then you'll be like, well, now what? And you can essentially recreate what all these other businesses are doing, but to next level, and whether that be financial, whether that be that you want to go online, whether that be that you yourself just needs to, you're not happy with what you're doing. Like, we know so many people who have literally fired all of their clients. They're like, yeah, I was a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. I actually hated personal training. I was exhausted. I was like going, you know what I mean? Like driving to clients for $50 an hour, 8 hours a day.
Hustling all exhausted. Day, every day. Yeah.
Fired all their clients and opened on an online program. Mm-hmm. So you can pivot at any single time that you want. But one of the biggest challenges is that most of the time you don't know how to do it. Or you can figure out how to do it, but it's going to take you a long time of research. It's going to like, and Amanda and I used to be like this before we hired business coaches. Like we had our first coach, which they, like Amanda said, they were amazing for what we needed then. But our coaches now and our coaches since then, we started hiring different people based on what we needed, not on like, we weren't just like, okay, I need a business coach and then Google business coach and find one. It was like, do I need a business coach to help us figure out our online strategy? Do we need a business coach who's going to help us figure out how to run our team? Do we need a business coach who's going to? So there's so many different types of coaches out there, but if you're at a place where you feel like you are stuck, the fastest way to get out of that stuckness is to get an expert in the area that you need help with, not just in general. Because then it just becomes therapy. You can get a therapy or a life coach for that stuff. But that way you can fast track and you can get to where you want to go.
Exactly. No, exactly. And I think, you know, touching on like why we feel like why we also feel that everyone needs a coach is like, if you're someone too, who has your own business and you're a high achiever, like if you're someone who's really driven and you want to be really successful, you are never 100% satisfied. Like, I feel like that's kind of how it kind of identifies people that really could use a coach, because I think a coach is like what their role is, what a business coach in my mind, what a business coach's role is to be able to basically like look at your entire business and look at your problem that you're having from like an oversight perspective. Like they kind of look at everything. They look at it like the lay of the land, and then they help you determine what is your fastest steps or the necessary steps to be able to get you to the end result. And so if you are someone who is like this high achiever who wants to basically, if you want to be able to, you know, get to this end result really quickly and you have big goals, it's really important that you have someone to help you get there, because there's only so much that you can do on your own. If you are someone who is really like, if you have your gym, like you're like, okay, I have Lucy's gym and I have my 50 clients and I'm super happy and it's just like, it's maintaining itself and they're all dedicated and they're going to maintain. And this is where I just want to stay. Then that's cool. Like if you're cool with that and you're cool with just maintaining the business that you have and you feel like you don't really care about growth or opportunity, then you can just kind of stay. But if you are someone who wants to achieve more, you want to continue to grow and platform, you do need to have a coach or you need to have a coaching program, one or the other, because that's what's going to help you kind of see from a different perspective. Because, and especially if you're doing something online, guys, online business changes like on the daily, I want to say. Like it's consistently, like there are so many new innovations. There are so many new programs out there. There are so many new platforms to use to understand that if you can't learn everything, you can't know about everything, but a business coach, if you hire a coach specifically for like online business, so say you were doing like, you're hiring someone, for example, to help you with your online business strategy, their job as a coach is to know what is the most current stuff, what is going to help you achieve those goals. Like that's their role in this play. Like, if you're hiring them, that's what they're supposed to step in and help you understand. They're not going to answer every question for you, but they're going to help you understand maybe where there's holes in your business to help you get to the place where you need to be.
Well, yeah, like, and even going back to when you were saying about like Lucy's gym, if you just are happy with your business right now and you don't want to grow, I still think you need a coach, because there's always ways you can make even what you're doing even better. And we never should just stay stagnant. We always should be striving to make things better for our clients and growing in different ways. So maybe it's just like, you don't want to, you just want to keep your one gym, or you want to keep your one thing, but how can you then save more money on your systems? Or could you upgrade your offerings? Or could you upsell your current clients to make more money? Or could you, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many different things when it comes to business. And I think that like, been doing this for now for 10 years, and we obviously have, we've transitioned from having a very successful in-person business across Canada to going into having a very successful online business globally. Mm-hmm. We've seen every different corner of running a fitness business, like from scratch. And our students from the Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program, we try to share a lot, and the Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert, we try to share with them a lot of our real life stories, our struggles that we went through building our business, where we've wasted a ton of money and time, like things, because we know truly what it takes. And the one thing we always say is, if like, you need to hire a coach, like you need someone who is going to help to navigate through these things, because you are not supposed to know everything. And if you spend your time trying to teach yourself everything, you're taking away from time where you could operate in your zone of genius in your business and have the most fun and make the most money and make the most impact, because you're trying to learn how to, you know, use like a project management system, or how to market on Pinterest, or like whatever it is, where like, that's not a good use of your time. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know when you're first starting out, you have to, because you don't have the manpower and you don't have the funds to start to put things out there. But when people are like, you know, should I put more money into like my marketing, or should I put it, I'm like, I would put it into first a business coach to get clear on what you want to do in the area that you need it, and then put the money into marketing. That's the two things I'd put my money into.
Now, Laura, what would you say for anyone listening that you think a business coach's role is in their business? Like, what do you feel like they should be looking for in a business coach?
Well, I know from like, in terms of
a business coaching program, because there's also like, the difference between, because there's business coaches and then there's business coaching programs, guys.
Yeah. And so you could do either group coaching or one-on-one coaching.
Yeah.
I think that from people that we've hired and people that we have worked with, mm-hmm. and vice versa too, because we also coach women, fitness professionals and nutrition professionals in how to build their businesses. Mm-hmm. We also have a coaching program called the Online Biz Builders Lab, where we help you create and launch your online program in 60 days. It's a group coaching program. And
which is coming out in January.
But I think that whether it's somebody who's looking, like whether they want to hire us or we're looking to hire somebody else, because we always have coaches too, I think the first thing for sure is getting clear on what, like where you need support. Like I said earlier, like where are you looking to grow in the online space? Because if you are, you're not going to go hire a coach who's an expert in team building.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, so you've got to be really clear. And then secondly, I would find someone who you feel like you connect with. Because again, we've done a lot of coaching groups before, and especially in like in the business world. So we're not necessarily just part of fitness business coaching groups. We're like with, you know, people who work in all different industries. But I found that it's a very male dominated, like in general, still there's usually 5 men to every woman, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of these coaching groups were very male dominant, very egocentric, very showy, like talking about money and things like that, for us, that never resonated with us because that's not what we are about or what we're going after, right? We're very heart-centered. So for us, we needed people like coaches who are more like, you know, believe in the mindset and the spirituality and the like, the whole idea. I needed a feminine energy. Like, so when we found our coaches now, it literally was like, I felt like I had gone home. Like I was like, yeah. Oh my God, these are my people. Like it was very female friendly, like very female supportive, like from, but not in a way that was like, we love women too. And we support, you know, women breaking glass ceilings kind of thing. It just was like the norm. It's just like a very mixed group. Women are just crushing it. The men are so respectful of women. They're crushing it too. Like, it's just a whole different energy. So I think you've got to find someone who you connect with and who speaks in a way like you don't feel like you're uncomfortable. You don't feel like you're like, it should feel like, it's like when you go on a date, you know what I mean? Like there should be that natural connection. If you feel like you're forcing it, they're not for you.
Or if you feel like you're just trying to like live up to their expectations,
yeah.
Or like almost like as if you see them as like above you and you're trying to like get their approval. You know what I mean? Like if you yeah. feel like you're kind of always trying to strive for their approval, almost like a parent or like someone in the past, like if you feel like that's how you see them, then I would definitely be cautious of that because you'll constantly yeah. be almost like, I don't know, like you'll be doing stuff like maybe that you don't even agree with, or you'll, you know, like you'll be doing things that maybe are not in the direction that you really want to be going just because they say so. So you want to make sure that you're comfortable being like having a conversation openly, being like, oh, I'm like, I disagree with that or whatever. And feeling like they're almost like your peer in a way.
Yeah. And like, even when we had our coaches, our first coaches, and they were really like, yes, we think you guys should do like expand your in-person programs, you know, like open it, like expand them into the US, expand them here. But, and we were like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you and I had a conversation and we're like, I don't feel excited about that. Like I physically mm-hmm. don't feel that's what the direction that I want to go in. And like you're like, I don't either. And then we had this big conversation and we were comfortable enough to go back and be like, honestly, I know from like, you know, that would be the next logical step, but in our hearts, this is what we want to do. And they were like, you know what, that's what you truly want to do. Then that's where we need to shift the focus, but it might take longer because you already have this great program that's already doing so well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you've got to have that, like, because if not, you're going to be like, okay, yes. Okay, fine. Then we'll expand our in-person programs. And we would yeah. have been unhappy.
Well, it was like, even when we got the deal with the Dragon on Dragon's Den, that was like, so guys, just a short, like very long story short, when we went on Dragon's Den, we did get a deal with one of the dragons, Michael Weckerly. And you know, when you get a deal on the show, you then have to do due diligence and everything else. And during the due diligence conversations, you know, one of the conversations was expanding to new locations on our in-person programming, as well as expanding to offer pre and postnatal programs and things like that. And it didn't feel right to us.
And they want us to train men.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Our whole brand is
Fit Chicks.
About women. And they're like, well, we think you should expand. And we're like, no.
But like, even in that scenario, it was like, you know, this is someone who is wanting to invest in our business. And this is somebody who we respect highly and is a big investor. But we had to be sure of ourselves enough to know and comfortable enough to say no. And we did so, you know, and that's not necessarily a coach, but it's the same sort of concept. Like you really have yeah. to be sure of where you want to go and feel comfortable being able to state that regardless of who you're working with in like the coaching or otherwise.
Yeah. The third thing I think that I would 100% would say when looking for a coach. So the first is getting clear on what it is you need help with. Secondly, yeah. it's got to be someone you connect with. And like, you know, don't just jump at the first person because you know what I mean? Like there's a lot out there. Go to their webinars, go see what they're about, what their style is. Mm-hmm. But the third thing is because of this boom in the internet, you've got to work with somebody who's actually done it.
Yeah.
Like, who's actually gotten really great results in their own business. Because right now there's this boom that's going on where everyone wants to be like a six-figure coach and yeah. like a business coach because there's no real, like anyone can just say they're a business coach or a life coach or whatever. So it's been this new thing that people are like, oh my God, yes, like I'll get you to $100,000 in 60 days, da 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 da. And they've never done it in their own business yet. They've never actually done it. They just have attended other people's things that have done it. So they're regurgitating information. So like even for us, like we've built and launched multi six figure launches, like online. We've created programs and launched, you know, multiple times, five figure launches, six figure launches. Our business has generated millions of dollars over the years. We've also gone through a lot of hardship, a lot of lessons, a lot of ups and downs, spent a lot of money. Like, so there's things for us, like I feel really confident helping someone create and launch an online program because I feel like we've done it so many times and we've learned the lessons that now I could actually help someone get results in their own business. But make sure that you're doing your due diligence. And just because you find someone that, yes, they might provide support in the area that you need help and you connect with them, but they might've only been doing coaching for a month and they've generated $300 in their business and they're trying to help you get to $100,000 online. That's going to be, you know what I mean? Like that's definitely a disconnect. So
yeah, it's definitely a bit of a red flag. So do your due diligence for sure. Do some research. Why do you think it is that this is like the hot topic now online? Because it's like, and I find it crazy how like in the past, I would say about the past 6 months, how much my social media is like, it's literally like every ad is for like a different, I mean, obviously they're targeted ads too, but like every ad that pops up is like a different coach selling different things and like weird coach, like coaches of like pictures of them on yachts and stuff. And like, come to my like high earner, high ticket, blah, blah, blah coaching and be on your own yacht and all this weird stuff. And I'm like, whoa, it's so crazy. Like, why do you think is it just because it's like an industry that anybody can kind of jump into and say that they can do this?
I think there's low barriers to entry. I think the reality though is a lot of these people, I mean, they'll be a flash in the pan. It's like when we started boot camp, right? Like we were one of the first only legit boot camp companies. Like we actually had a whole program in place, you know, for 4 or 8 weeks. Like we took you through a whole program. We had a very specific speak and you know what I mean? Our team, we would meet with our team all the time and coach them. And we had signature workouts. Like there were things like we did everything very precise and then boot camp. So all these trainers were like, wait a second, you can get a permit for a park and just teach a boot camp. So, you know, I paid $20 for a permit in a park and now I have 20 people in the class paying $20 each for the class. And I'm making $380 because I just have to pay the other 20 to rent the space. So now everyone wanted to teach boot camp. So suddenly all these little one-off boot camps started popping up, but because they had no structure and they didn't have the business behind it, they just jumped in quickly and taught the class. They're all gone now. None of them exist anymore and they're probably now doing something totally different because those are people who they're like trend jumpers. You know what I mean? Like, and what's sad is a lot of people get caught up in this. Like even with the boot camp, there's a lot of people who went to those classes who ended up getting injured, who ended up, you know what I mean? Like, having a really
money and then having the business shut down and then they lose their money.
Lose their money, having really horrible experiences and losing their confidence and never going to work out in a group again. Mm-hmm. So there's like, you know what I mean? Like I think that it's a really dangerous thing. And because it's so easy to start up like the boot camps, you just need to get a permit online. You just need to get a URL and create a sales page. It's very easy for people just to say, yeah, I'm a coach. And that's why, you know, I'm happy we're talking about this because it's like, we understand this, but if you're someone who's new and starting out and you don't even know what you're looking for, like it's very overwhelming. It's very intimidating. And then you see someone, and you're like, okay, this person seems good.
Yeah.
And then you start working with them and it's a nightmare. Like, so that's why I think it's good we're talking about this.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. Definitely.
But yeah. Those are my three things I would say.
No, and I think those are solid points. I think, you know, I don't even have anything I don't think to add to it because I think that they're all really – no, because I think that those are all like the same things that I would say, which would just be, you know, like especially do your due diligence, especially do the research and make sure that you have that relationship. It's like don't want things to be awkward. You don't want someone directing you that you know they don't even know what they're talking about. If they're – you know, and I'm not saying a coach has to know every answer.
No.
They like if you have a coach and you ask them a question and they say to you like, you know what? That's a great question. Let me get back to you on that. That's a good coach, because that's someone who's going to do the work and help make sure that they're giving you the right answer. They're not just giving you some BS answer, or yeah, they're just not like throwing out something easy or being like, oh, that doesn't even matter, or like disregarding what you're asking. So you do want a coach that's going to spend time to actually do work for you as well. And they're not just going to be spewing stuff at you that's total BS.
And I think even when when working with a coach too, and again, we talk a lot about this with our clients and in our online biz builders lab, because we had our beta test, is that like you've got to really set realistic expectations for what working with that coach is going to mean to you, because, mm-hmm, and also for your business, because it is not an overnight process. And that's where I think, again, going back to this whole, like, you know, 100K in 60 days, like, you know, yeah, at the end of the day, like
it can happen
for sure. But building a business that's going to last for like as long as our business has, and that will continue to last long after, you know, that first
you have growth and opportunity.
Yeah. And that you love and you inspires you and makes impact, that takes time. You know, we use the analogy of the house, right? We always talk about the analogy, yeah, of the house, like having the house, you takes a long time to build a house, but once you build it, you can live in it forever. And then you can redecorate and change the windows and change the floors and whatever. It's the same thing with a program or your business. It's like, you've got, once you build it, it'll be there forever and you can just change it to, you know, make it better. But that building phase takes a period of time. So, mm-hmm, when you're working with a coach, if you think that just, you know, you're going to hire them in a week, you're going to get total results.
Yeah.
You've got to find someone, maybe this is number four then, you've got to find someone who you could see yourself growing with, like, or staying with for like a period of time. Because, yeah, like for our coaches right now, they even say to us, they're like, you know, realistically to be like with this group, you, if you're going to get the real benefits, you want to commit to at least 2 years. Like,
yeah,
in your mind, like commit that this is, because this program was not built to be a 1 month program or a 2 month program. It was built to be for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. As you grow your business, you continue to grow within the program. So, yeah.
And to add to that too, if you are considering getting a coach, if you're listening now and you're like, I think I really need to get a coach. One of the other things with the expectations is a coach is not going to do the work for you.
No.
So if you go into this thinking, I'm hiring a business coach to do this,
to create my business,
that's a contractor or that's an employee. That's not a coach. A coach is going to help guide you, and he's going to help, he or she is going to help you shift your business. They're going to help identify issues. They're going to help you identify solutions, but they are not going to be the one that is behind the computer doing the work. If you need help with your sales funnels, they'll help you figure out the problems, but
you're going to be the one
that's building the funnels. So just when we talk about expectations, I just want to add that piece in, because I think that that's a misconception that some people have when they hire a coach, is that,
yeah,
oh, cool, I'm hiring someone and they're going to build this for me. No, you still got to be the one to do the work. So be prepared to do the work, and also be prepared to show up.
Yeah.
If you're paying somebody as your coach to help coach you and guide you, make sure that you are prepared to do the work and do the follow-up and do the homework and everything else. Don't waste your money and your time and their time as well, because there's nothing more frustrating than working with someone that's not doing the work. Like, you know what I mean? Because, like, you could see the potential and you want them to get there. As a coach, you want them to get to the place that you are guiding them. And so you have to be prepared to commit 100% of your time, your energy, and your efforts to doing the work that is outlined for you to be able to get to that end result.
Yeah, because you and I talk about that a lot, you know, because when a good coach too is emotionally invested, like, they don't just want to take your money and they don't, yeah, and you don't care what happens to you. They want you to succeed. Like, us with our clients, like, we love our clients so much. Like, we think about you guys, like, when we're in our own private time, like, I'm at the gym, I'm thinking about you guys. I'll be like away on a family vacation, I'm on the beach, everyone's reading, I'm writing my notebook, thinking about, oh my gosh, what would they need to more support with? What should I do a Facebook Live on? What should we add to this program? Like, we think so much about you guys, like, probably more than I think about some people.
Anyone else?
Emily? Like, it's crazy. Like, but, and that too, it's like, it's so, like, that's, to me, is a quality of a really good coach, is they have to also care. But like Amanda said, they're not going to handhold you, because in all reality, that is not doing you any favors. If someone does the work for you, if you still, after you leave your coach to say, and they did build everything for you, which is not going to happen, but they built everything for you and gave it to you in a pretty package. Well, you now have no idea once they're gone, you're going to have that person with you for the rest of your life because you're not going to know how to do it on your own.
Exactly.
Right. Like for me, even like now we've hired people to do our Facebook ads. We've hired people now to do like things to do their funnels. But at the beginning, like I built all of those. I learned the strategy. I learned what to do when things go wrong because now that helps me as I'm working with someone else, I can understand what needs to be done. You know what I mean? And that
exactly.
I learned that process from somewhere else. And I also do think this is the last thing I just wanted to add was when you were saying about spending a lot of money, a lot of times people have this conception that, or this perception that a coach is really expensive. And I know even for us, we did like, cause it yeah. is something that
it's an investment.
It's an, it definitely is an investment. But there's a couple of reasons why I think it's the best investment. Number one yeah. is that I think if you are going to be in this business game, you have to have some sort of like skin in the game. And I remember talking to somebody who she was had just joined our coaching group. Mm-hmm. And she said to me, like, I don't have any idea what I'm going to do with this yet. But I've been thinking about doing this for such a long time, creating and launching an online program. I've been thinking about doing this for such a long time. But I would be online, like trying to teach myself, but then I would always stop and quit. And she's yeah. like, now that I have paid for this, it's holding me accountable to I have skin in the game. Like I literally am like, now I'm committing. This is my commitment, is my payment. And yeah. even for us, it's like once you start shelling out that money and you're like, okay, I'm paying this money, I want to make sure this I'm doing this stuff. So we're not like, okay, we're hiring a coach. And then I just, I'm like, whatever, I'll never talk to you. It yeah. makes you, it gives you that commitment to actually doing the work. And then also, like you said, it's an investment and there is no better investment in your business than learning how to grow and manage your business. Like mm-hmm. there is no better investment. Like you could spend on new equipment and you could spend on new, you know, fancy cameras for your podcasts and all this stuff, but there is nothing better than learning how yourself to grow and manage your business in a way that makes you happy, that makes impact, that grows and makes more money. Like, and that will not happen if you're teaching yourself off the internet.
No, 100%. I agree. I agree. Well, guys, we're going to wrap this up for today, but hopefully that helps you to sort of figure out like how a coach can really help benefit you in your business, why you might want to consider hiring a coach if you don't already have a coach, and what type of coach to look for and sort of how to identify what the best strategy is for you to get the best coach to support you in your journey. All right. With that being said, guys, as always, as Laura was mentioning, though, we have our business coaching program that is launching in January. It's our online Biz Builders Lab. And so stay tuned for that. It will be coming out in mid-January. So make sure you check us out at fitchicksacademy.com. And if you are interested in more information about the program, make sure you email us info@fitchicks.ca.
Also, in the meantime, if you want more support and want to start, you know, thinking about having like getting some business coaching, we also have a private Facebook group called mm-hmm. Build Your Fitness and Nutrition Biz Online. So if you Google that, Fitchicks Academy, Build Your Fitness and Nutrition Biz Online, you can join that for free. Amanda and I are in there every week talking about different things. And it's always the first step. So, you know what I mean? It's the first step to starting to learn more. But that's where you definitely want to be if you have a fitness and nutrition business, especially if you want to take it online.
Exactly.
We want to help you guys.
We want to see you there. All right. With that being said, guys, have an amazing day and have a happy new year because we won't be talking again until after the new year. So happy new year to everyone. And we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.